Cosmos. They're about the quantum stuff. But it went deeper than that. After humans had, the scientists tried to abolish religion. Thinking they could explain everything, including mind and consciousness, as material processes. But neither, and still up to today, being able to develop and not theoretically explain how consciousness and a mind could develop from matter, what to speak of. Proving it experimentally and so on. There were and still is or are efforts among the more progressive physicists to adapt science to also accommodate what's really the most important in the world, us, living beings, conscious living beings. Whose presence is not only conspicuous and obvious, but as these men realized, comes before the world of matter, which is, after all, only known to us as experienced in our minds. Well, in those days, this was part of a trend among intellectuals . Philosophers like Schopenhauer were popular, as had the Vedantic teachings from India become, since all Sanskrit scriptures like the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads had been translated into German and English back in the mid-19th century. And the up to then dominating philosophy of idealism is also there in the religions, has also always been there in the religions, that this world, this cosmos, originates from conscious being, God, of whom we are part, with our own creative faculties. They now attempted to somehow harmonize with science. And that is still going on. Now, how would a cosmology look like based on such a view? And moreover, could that view that those scientists started developing be the one behind the enigmatic cosmic model that we had looked upon so far? Well, maybe the secret is found where secrets are said to be. Far up in the Himalayas, in a mysterious Tibet.